But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
When COVID hit, the world had to quickly adapt. A lot of businesses and facilities had to temporarily shut their doors during lockdown, including zoos and aquariums. Suddenly, the animals had no visitors. The usual daily activity went quiet. Even though there was no traffic, the staff still had to attend to the animals. One Saturday morning at the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, the folks who look after the penguins chose to take advantage of the quiet time. So they decided to take a penguin named Wellington on a field trip. Wellington is a 30-year-old rockhopper penguin and one of the oldest in captivity. Rockhoppers are named so because they love to hop on rocks. And Wellington is a very curious penguin. His handlers decided to let him loose that day to explore the empty aquarium building. Wellington waddled around the front entrance and ticket counter, stopping to look up, down, left, and right. He marveled at everything he saw. He waddled through the play areas that normally would be full of children, stopping to look at all the colorful toys and fun games. His curiosity took in every corner of the aquarium building, his little head bobbing up and down as he studied everything in his view. around every corner was a completely new experience. After all these years, Wellington had never seen anything outside his own home at the aquarium. Wellington's handlers thought his intense curiosity was so adorable, they decided to film his field trip. And when they posted that video online, Wellington became a viral sensation. I dare you to watch the videos on YouTube and not smile. Search Penguins Explore Shed Aquarium, spelled S-H-E-D-D. The most amazing videos, and most touching, are the ones where Wellington, along with his penguin friends Edward and Annie, come face to face with animals they have never seen before. Wellington was fascinated by tropical fish. He just stood in front of the aquarium glass and stared at all his colorful neighbors. Edward and Annie were transfixed by playful otters who put on a show for them, diving in and out of the water. Edward, Annie, and Wellington looked like three tiny tourists, waddling along the same pathways as human visitors usually do, stopping to take in every single animal and exhibit. But the most wonderful moment of all was when Wellington came face to face with beluga whales. Wellington waddled up to the glass and just stopped. He was mesmerized by the big, graceful belugas. The whales were equally as fascinated with tiny Wellington. Three belugas all gathered at the glass to just stare at him. They couldn't take their eyes off the tiny penguin. And Wellington stood there staring back at them in absolute wonder. The manager of the Shed Aquarium said it was an amazing moment because it was north meeting south. Beluga whales live in the northern hemisphere, and penguins live in the southern hemisphere. A beluga whale would therefore never lay eyes on a penguin, and a penguin would never, ever see a beluga whale. It was a profound meeting of two very separate worlds, born of a surprising opportunity inspired by these pandemic times. The impact of COVID-19 on the world of marketing has also been profound. The pandemic is having its way with marketing. Some products are suddenly tanking, and some others are beating all sales estimates. The challenges are numerous, but inside some of those challenges are opportunities. And many of those opportunities are surprising.
You're under the influence.
The impact of the pandemic on the world of marketing has had many reverberations. Who wins and who loses in the time of COVID is often surprising. For starters, masks have had many unanticipated effects. I can't help but think celebrities must be loving it. They can walk down the street and not be besieged with selfie and autograph requests. Welcome anonymity. That anonymity is also welcomed by criminals these days, as armed robberies are up. Back in the Depression era, an interesting phenomenon happened. Cosmetic sales climbed while people were in bread lines. That's when the marketing industry realized people will treat themselves to small indulgences in difficult economic times. Leonard Lauder, ex-CEO of the cosmetic firm Estee Lauder, coined the term lipstick index after 9/11. Defined, it means an increase in lipstick sales indicates an oncoming recession or a lowering of consumer confidence. But lipstick sales have plummeted by more than 50% in this pandemic, contrary to the lipstick index. The reason? Masks. The sales of lipstick dropped because the need for lipstick dropped. Masks hide lips. But if lipstick sales plummeted, what cosmetic do you think soared because of masks? Eye makeup. In a masked world, we are all now looking people directly in the eye to make a connection, to determine trust or intent, or to try and gauge how someone is really doing.
Hello everyone, my name is Mayesha and I'm a beauty director at Sephora. And today's video is all about how to do something bold and very fun with your eyes because we're all wearing a mask.
The eyes have it. While eye makeup sales have jumped, one other personal care item has drastically slumped. Deodorant. With social distancing in effect and socializing at an all-time low, companies like Unilever and P&G are seeing huge declines in the underarm business. While lipstick and deodorant sales are falling, something else is going up. It's a result of Zoom. Almost none of us had even heard of Zoom prior to the pandemic. Then suddenly, there was a Zoom boom. Everybody was on Zoom for business meetings or for pleasure when connecting with friends and family. As Isaac Newton's third law states, for every action, there was an equal and opposite reaction. With everyone on Zoom, people were suddenly seeing their own faces front and center on Zoom screens. As a rule, we don't see ourselves when conversing with others. Zoom has changed all that. And a lot of people didn't like what they saw. Droopy faces, lines, and wrinkles. Many people were more bothered by those lines on video than in real life. That phenomenon triggered a boom in plastic surgery. Injectable procedures like Botox and fillers are up 90%. Plastic surgeons are reporting an unprecedented number of requests for procedures. One surgeon in Cincinnati has doubled his days in the operating room and had to drastically extend his hours. Another in Australia reported his business is up 200% and he had to double his staff. Wrinkles, jawlines, and necks are the focus because of the camera angles on Zoom. Another reason many people are choosing to have plastic surgery done during this pandemic is because the post-operative swelling is conveniently hidden by masks. Plus, the average of 2 to 4 weeks of recovery time required after facelifts is easily handled now that we're all working from home. It's somewhat surprising people would choose to have surgery when COVID numbers are still on the rise. But here's the revealing stat. In the initial consultations with surgeons, 9 out of 10 people specifically said they noticed their wrinkles on Zoom. One of the hardest hit industries during this pandemic is airlines. With borders shutting down and governments pleading with people to cancel travel and stay home to curtail the spread of the virus, airlines have had to rethink their business to stay afloat. One of the more creative solutions to generate revenue came courtesy of Finnair, the largest airline in Finland. Back in 2017, Finnair stopped outsourcing its catering and purchased a company called LSG Sky Chefs and renamed it Finnair Kitchen. 1 year later, that new division was producing 12,000 meals a day for Finnair. Then came the pandemic, then air travel collapsed. Finnair didn't want to lay off all of the staff in the kitchen division it had just purchased. So the airline came up with a creative solution. It began selling its business class meals in supermarkets. Finnair had always prided itself on using only premium ingredients in its business class meals. And food tastes better on the ground than it does 6 miles up in the air, due mostly to cabin pressure. The airline offered meals like beef with teriyaki radish sauce, served with grilled spring onion and rice, and smoked Arctic char with chanterelle risotto. Labeled Taste of Finnair, the ready-made meals sell for $15 each and are presented in beautifully designed packaging. And here's the thing. The airplane meals were a hit in supermarkets. 1,600 meals were sold in just the first few days. One supermarket said the Finnair meals have become one of the best-selling products in the store. Finnair puts out a new meal on shelves every 2 weeks. airplane takeout food. Who would have thought? Speaking of travel, Qantas also did a peculiar pivot recently. Because of global travel restrictions, the airline was looking for ways to generate revenue and offer something unusual to travel-starved flyers. So Qantas advertised a 7-hour flight to nowhere. The trip consisted of a giant loop that took in Queensland, the Gold Coast, New South Wales, and Australia's remote outback heartlands, then returned to its point of departure. Tickets sold out in 10 minutes. As a matter of fact, the flight to nowhere was the fastest-selling flight in Qantas history. The trip focuses on the flight itself, not the destination. It takes place on a 787 Dreamliner, which is usually reserved for intercontinental journeys. The Dreamliner is state-of-the-art and features extra big windows, perfect for sightseeing from 30,000 feet. The flight, which was only offered to Australian residents, apparently observed strict COVID protocols, with middle seats left empty for social distancing. Passengers got a spectacular view of such landmarks as the Sydney Harbour and the Great Barrier Reef, and the flight also featured low flyovers at 4,000 feet for locations such as Bondi Beach. There was also special onboard entertainment and a surprise celebrity host. Qantas also said it would offset 100% of the flight's carbon emissions. In spite of COVID concerns, the flight to nowhere was a big marketing hit. Passengers were happy to take a 7-hour flight and end up exactly where they started from. The golf industry has been suffering for many years. The number of people golfing has plateaued, and there was a drop in interest among millennials. From 2015 to 2017, the number of golf facilities in Canada declined from 2,346 to 2,298. In the U.S., there were 6.8 million fewer golfers in 2018 than there were in 2003. But the pandemic has had a silver lining for golf courses. The industry saw record levels of play last June, July, and August. The day governments announced golf courses could reopen, courses were inundated with golfers looking for tee-off times. As a matter of fact, the website for a golf course in Osprey Valley, just north of Toronto, crashed due to the overwhelming demand. That experience has been widespread. Courses became, for all intents and purposes, fully booked. Play was up 24% at most courses, even though they opened 3 weeks later than the previous year. The pandemic is not just attracting experienced golfers, but newcomers as well. The sport has some built-in advantages. It is played outdoors and golfers can easily socially distance. The boom in business has been incredibly welcome in a golf world that is still not seeing any revenue from banquets, weddings, and other event-related activities. But it's not only the huge increase in golf rounds. The sales of golf equipment soared to an all-time high. The industry has never seen a sudden increase like that, especially one that came out of a worldwide pandemic shutdown. Golf viewership on television also saw a big boost. The ratings for the 2020 PGA Championship were the best in 5 years. There has only been 1 year in the past that saw bigger golf numbers, and that was 1997, the year Tiger Woods became a sensation. And we'll be right back.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to Season 10 of Under the Influence. If you're enjoying this episode, you might also like Branding a Disease, Season 9, Episode 24. You'll find it in our archives wherever you download your pods. The pandemic has made many companies and brands rethink their marketing. What was acceptable pre-COVID can suddenly feel inappropriate now. For example, KFC has used the same tagline for over 60 years.
It is a finger-licking day. It's a finger-licking good day.
Good times together seem to go even better when you bring home the great taste of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
As we mentioned in a past episode, the phrase, "it's finger-licking good," was coined by a KFC franchisee back in 1961. The company loved the line, adopted it as its official slogan, and it has adorned KFC buckets, boxes, and giant rotating bucket signs ever since. It's one of the most famous advertising lines of all time. But this year, the chicken joint decided to put its slogan on the back burner. Because in a pandemic, licking your fingers is not such a good idea. So KFC chose to make a statement with its slogan. It blurred out part of the line on all their packaging and signage. Where it once said, "it's finger licking good," it now says, "it's good." With finger and licking still there, but obscured. KFC posted a video to YouTube that shows a montage of all the classic KFC buckets and boxes and signs with the blurred out words. The video said, "that thing we always say? Ignore it. For now." KFC says they'll bring the slogan back when the time is right. An impactful marketing strategy was used in a neighborhood in Toronto recently. The area known as Roncesvalles, in the west end of Toronto, is a 1.5-kilometer street lined with small independent businesses and charming little restaurants. This area, known as Roncy to Torontonians, is a well-loved section of the city. The storefronts are eclectic and most are historic. But with the lockdown, several of these beloved businesses went out of business. So the Roncy Business Improvement Association worked with an advertising agency to implement a very memorable message. The BIA wanted to show the residents of Roncy what it would be like if all these businesses were to receive no patronage during the pandemic. One morning, 50 storefronts in a row were papered over with messages saying, "for lease." It was a shocking sight. The neighborhood was already dealing with a dozen businesses that had to shut their doors permanently because of the pandemic. But here were 50 of the most beloved storefronts spanning three blocks, all up for lease. Yes, it was a marketing stunt, but it was a stunt to shed light on struggling small businesses. The message was simple. If people didn't support the village merchants during the pandemic, there was a good chance this could actually happen in the community. The For Lease campaign also had a second layer. When the brown For Lease paper was torn down, it revealed additional messages on the storefront windows. Those messages said, "Give Ronci a new lease on life." Others said, "Amazon will never be for lease," driving home the fact that ordering from Amazon, especially during the pandemic, would put these small stores out of business even faster. The window signs also gave shoppers a checklist of alternative shopping methods available, including home delivery and curbside pickup. The For Lease campaign was a dramatic marketing idea to remind people that local businesses are not just up against a devastating pandemic, but are also struggling against massive companies like Amazon. Small businesses are the lifeblood of neighborhoods. The Super Bowl is one of the most coveted tickets in the sporting world. Yet with the pandemic, this year's game was a little different. With social distancing in effect, only 22,000 people were allowed into the stadium, instead of the usual 65,850. So thousands of football fans weren't able to attend the game in Tampa, Florida. But there was one way they could be there. The NFL created a Fans in the Stands program. Fans could buy a photo cutout of themselves for $100, a portion of which went to local charities in Tampa Bay. The cutouts were placed all around Raymond James Stadium to fill out another 30,000 seats during the big game on February 7th. To participate, fans just had to upload a photo of themselves to the NFL's website. First come, first serve. And the best part was, fans could locate themselves in the crowd by going to the NFL website after the game and tagging themselves in a photo, which they could post to social media. It was the next best thing to being there. The pandemic has affected so many corners of our lives, including our language. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary announced that its word of the year for 2020 was pandemic. When the World Health Organization declared the novel coronavirus was a global pandemic, searches for the word pandemic spiked. And by spiked, I mean surged by 115,800%. While pandemic became a widely searched word, over 1,000 new words have entered the lexicon since the emergence of COVID. Like COVIDiots, a name for people who put other people in jeopardy by refusing to wear masks. Or maybe you're looking forward to a Zoom party, where you could enjoy a quarantini during locktail hour. Or maybe you're considering a drivecation, which is defined as having a holiday in your motorhome in your own driveway. With the lack of exercise during lockdown, there came the COVID-19. That's the 19 extra pounds you'll pack on being quarantined with your sourdough bread. Ice cream sales are up almost 25%. Then there's Blur's Day. When you have no idea what day of the week it is due to the lockdown's disorienting effect on time. Maybe you've been zumped. That's when someone breaks up with you over Zoom. But my favorite new word has to be COVID antibodies. The new word for people who have gotten on each other's nerves while isolating together. Well, here's hoping we're all apocalyptic. Even though it's bad now, we still have to believe our lives will get back to some kind of normal sometime soon. The This new pandemic world has got marketers in a twirl. Every week is a brand new year. As the months roll on, new opportunities and challenges become apparent. KFC has suspended its long-running slogan, a rare instance where a company is choosing to obscure elements of their branding. The merchants of Roncesvalles chose to scream quietly to make a point about survival. In a year when going for groceries was almost the only sanctioned activity, who would have thought airplane food would be sold in supermarkets? But there's also a little psychology going on. Frequent business flyers say eating Finnair meals was like getting a little bit of normality back in their lives. Which is also why a flight to nowhere sells out in 10 minutes. Golf has exploded in the pandemic, not just because you can play while staying socially distanced, but playing golf made people feel normal again. In a time when people feel everything is out of control, Zoom-inspired plastic surgery is one way to exert control. And at the biggest football event of the year, the pandemic emptied the stadium, yet people still found a way to attend, even if it meant utilizing cardboard. The yearn to feel normal again is overwhelming, yet the changes are breathtaking. Like Wellington the rock-hopping penguin, we're all coming face-to-face with things we've never seen before. When you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Keith Oman. Theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Terry O Influence. See you next week.
Caution, may cause drowsiness, dizziness, giddiness with flashes of wooziness. Limit of one per family, please. Offer only valid in Baie-Saint-Paul, Quebec.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.